Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. The show is Voices of Courage. We're going to be talking about the courage to wake up and win. What does that mean? Well, you know, for anything to happen in your life, it takes more awareness, more consciousness to come in. It takes you making a shift and saying to yourself, I'm sick and tired of where I am for whatever reason I am. I'm just done being at this place. And I'm willing to open my mind, open my heart, open my soul so that I can start to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. That's a theme for our show. Today, we're going to be helping you to expand what you believe is possible. And listen, if you've ever had challenges in your life, we all have, of course, but big challenges, challenges that you thought you'd never overcome, or maybe you're in it right now. You're in a challenge that you think you will never overcome. It's a health challenge. It's a business challenge. It's a relationship challenge. It's something going on with your life that you just don't know how to overcome that. Well, this is the show for you. You've been waiting for this show because today we're going to give you the actual mental, emotional, spiritual ways to overcome any challenge that you're having in your life. Wait till you hear who my guest is today. You're gonna be excited, just as I was excited. He survived not one, not two, not three, but four plane crashes to be here to deliver his message to you today. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with my guest.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book, and as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four more times per day and injecting insulin three or more times per day or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, JJ's back because this is important. Do you know if your Medicare Advantage plan benefits are changing this year? Are your costs and copays going up? Is your doctor still covered? During the annual enrollment period, you can call to find out all the changes to your coverage. Plus, see if you're eligible for a plan with the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every month. AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
I called to find a plan with lower copays and more dental coverage.
I called to see if my zip code has a plan with the benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to make sure my doctors are still in my plan.
Extra benefits, extra money. Dynamite! AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
Call 1-800-957-1821. That's 1-800-957-1821 now.
Has social-emotional learning become just one more thing on your teacher's plates?
Do teachers and students both find it boring and ineffective? Then bring Kikori to your school. Kikori transforms classrooms through experiential SEL activities that help students play, reflect, connect, and grow. Even better, students say it's more fun than recess. Schedule a no-obligation conversation at kikoriapp.com/bringkikori. K-I-K-O-R-I.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken Foster. I have my guest in studio, Dave Moore. Dave, how you doing?
Ken, unbelievable. How are you doing?
I love how you greet me. Unbelievable. Yeah, you are an unbelievable guy. I'm doing great. Let me give you a formal introduction, okay? Dave Moore is a disruptive leadership speaker and an author. He's a decorated Navy and Air Force aviator and an officer. As an officer, he's written two books, Wake Up and Win and Gear Up and Shut Up. After surviving four plane crashes, Dave has dedicated his life to helping others find their purpose and enabling them to be the best they can possibly be despite their tribulations. Dave, it's great to have you, man.
It's great to be here, Ken. Thank you.
I'm not sure everybody wants to get to where you are the way you did it, but I'm so glad you're here to tell us how to overcome some of the greatest challenges in our lives.
Yeah, Ken, you know, some of the things that you said in the beginning of your show, I feel like you actually get me. This has nothing to do with aviation. It has nothing to do with the military. Those were the catalysts that brought me here. And like you said, I don't want anyone to have to go through that, but it was very apparent and very obvious of what I was supposed to do and the challenges I was supposed to face and the courage it was going to take to get here. And what's very nice about my story, actually, I speak on it. I call it uncrashable leadership. Because just like you said, the crashes in life come. That's my first C. I have three C's of uncrashable leadership. The crashes of life come every single day, mentally, emotionally, physically. I mean, my whole face is reconstructive surgery. And that came with emotional and every other tasking with it. But we go through these crashes, and it really comes down to what we do with that and how we're able to overcome that. And that's what my experience has been able to bring me through. And you're able to take this and apply it to any part of your life. And it doesn't matter what industry you enter into, which direction you want to go. When you apply these principles, you will absolutely find the success you're looking for. And that's what I get excited about.
I love it. Well, before we dive a little more into the mental states that we need to have to overcome anything happening, I want to jump back to crash number one and then crash two, three, and four. What happened in crash one?
So crash one, I was living, you know, I was pretty normal life. You know, I mean, I had this passion, this drive for aviation, which was a good thing. A son of a postman, you know, worked my way for everything I've gotten. I got a little money to play a little football. And that's what got me going in school. I was just all heart, like, you know, Rudy, just went out there and tried my best. And I'm out there and I end up at a high university. And by this point, I'd gotten hurt, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm living very, very humble, very, very humble, Ken. I'm like living in this condemned apartment. I'm pumping plasma just to get through. I just need to get this degree and I want to get to the airlines and make a life for myself. And I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to keep this trajectory of just fighting for what I want to get to and graduate college, which was a big deal for myself, for my family, everybody. And I'm just down there fighting for it. And on December 17th, 1997, so I'd gotten hired by this company who was they had two airplanes. The university, I was instructed for the university, and they recommended me to this company. And I started flying for them. They had two airplanes. And on December 17th, 1997, I'm sure you have no idea what you were doing on December 17th, 1997. But for me, it was one of those crashes that come in a day that completely changed everything I am, who I was. I mean, it took me many years to get there. And I like to give people a bridge. They don't have to go through that. But on December 17th, 1997, the first flight ever was December 17th, 1903. So somebody has a sense of humor, right? Mm-hmm. I end up with this doctor who was the CEO of the company, and I end up, and like you said, things happen. I mean, this is completely uncontrollable. This wasn't Dave did this or Dave did that. You know, this was just, you know, supposed to be a normal day. I had plans after it. And I think that's one of the hardest things for people to realize is I had, you know, a life, I had a planned life. And all of a sudden, in the snap, just in the twist of events, I can't give you the whole story because I think it'd be just a nickel story. I end up out, I'm out in the middle of the woods. I wake up, I'm in the bottom of this airplane. I think the picture's on the front of my book that you can show. And I wake up and I'm at the bottom of the airplane. The airplane's flipped over on top of me. My face is ripped off. My nose is ripped off. I can't breathe. There's mud. You can see that my face and my nose, and there's mud packed in there. I'm on the bottom side of that airplane, and the doctor's laying on top of me. And, you know, I always say I wasn't knocked out because I could never be a naval or a military pilot. But when I came to, you know, when you hit the ground at 200 miles an hour, were you knocked out? No. Yeah, I was knocked out. I mean, come on. I got a canoe down the middle of my head right here, you know. And but when I come to, I'm suffocating, and I ripped this mud out of my mouth just so I could start breathing. Remember, my nose is ripped off. My doctor sewed me back together pretty awesomely. And so, like, I can't breathe through my nose. I can't breathe through my mouth. And the thing that hits me is, you know, you're laying there, and my one arm, they said I'd never have fingernails again. It's pinned underneath the airplane. He's laying down. I'm pinned down. And I get the mud out, and I come to. And the first thing you think of, this isn't real. This doesn't happen to Dave Moore. And I've gotten to meet a lot of people that have been through some serious things. And everybody says the same thing. Like, you immediately think, this doesn't happen to you. You know, I was just out doing my – yeah, I was making a little extra money, a little side hustle, right? You know, I didn't plan on ending up in the middle of the woods. So it's this incredible story of how we get out of the woods. But really, it's just the beginning. I mean, we're in a mile and a half in. It's just the beginning of the change of my complete life.
Wow. I love it. I love that. Well, listen, I'm going to take a quick break, but I want to know, when somebody's in a deep challenge, how do they get out of the woods, Dave? You know, what are the steps they can do based on your experience? We'll be right back.
Attention cancer victims who use the weed killer Roundup. A federal jury unanimously found that Monsanto's popular weed killer Roundup was a substantial factor in causing cancer. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. If you or someone you love used Roundup and were diagnosed with cancer, call the number on your screen now. Don't wait. There may be time deadlines to file a claim.
Call 800-506-2151. That's 800-506-2151.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology just $347. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $347. Plus, we'll add a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $347 and free shipping. Call now.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call, so please call right now.
The station that makes you feel good.
apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Dave Moore. Dave survived four plane crashes and a whole bunch more in his life. To be here with us today, it's really a blessing to have you, Dave. So let me address that question, okay? Because I like what you said. You know, now you got to get out of the woods. Okay, so things crashed and burned, and you're down there. And now you got to get out of the woods. You know, it's kind of a metaphor, a lot of it for life, I'm sure, because you learn so much through this process.
1,000%. When I was laying in the hospital, Ken, my reconstructive surgeon, it was a big deal what he did to my face. He told me I'm a Sistine Chapel, and I wanted to get out of the hospital. I always joked that if I could sit still long enough, they'd say I'd have ADD, right? So even after all this, you know, when I'm finally like, okay, I lived, I made it through it, but now it's like I want to get out of there. And my primary care physician didn't want to let me go, but Dr. Nasru Mami, my surgeon, he was trying to help me get out because he told me it was an exciting patient for him. He did all these procedures, restitched my nose together, blah, blah, blah. And it's in my book. I just don't want to get hung up on it because I want to get to some other stuff. But my primary care physician was absolutely right. And he said, just like you said, he said, his healing has only begun. And 1,000% physically, I had survived. And they even put me back together. I probably looked better than when I went into it. You talk about coming out better. But mentally, or getting out of the woods, that was the part that was to come. And let me tell you, that's the real part that we have to get in the fight for. Because what happens is life is momentum. And you either get that momentum of winning. And when people get that momentum of winning, they just keep winning. But when you get that momentum of losing, you just keep losing. And then you become so afraid, you actually become afraid of almost everything. Well, after this, Ken, so here's a guy who's working everything he could do to become a pilot, just try to make a better life for himself. And boom, just like that, I'm a pilot who's scared to fly. I mean, I couldn't even tell my story. I would sit there and shake like this. And I'm in front of a psychologist. And he's got light boards trying to desensitize me. And none of it's working for me, you know. And I'm not a doctor. And I've never studied to be a doctor. I mean, I wanted to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, right? You know, it wasn't like I was going to med school or anything. But I had to find a way, like you said, to get out of the woods, because really I physically got out of the woods, but now I had to get out of the woods in my head. And that's what we do, is we become, please go.
That's the biggest challenge. And it sounds like you had PTSD or something similar to that. So how do we get out of the woods?
Yeah. So PTSD, I hate that because I had post-traumatic stress, but it's not a disorder. Everybody has post-traumatic stress, whether, you know, it's life or death or little things we go through. So my second C is actually combat. So my three C's of uncrashable leadership is you will crash, and then how to combat those crashes. And I take you through a couple different steps of things I really had to learn. But what I'm going to leave you with one here, and I love Albert Einstein. And Einstein said, if I had one hour to solve a problem, I'd spend 55 minutes on the problem and 5 minutes on the solution, which almost every one of us do the exact opposite. We spend 5 minutes on the problem. We say, okay, that's the problem. And then we spend 55 minutes of just spitballing solutions. But the truth is, until you actually understand what you're trying to overcome or what you're trying to fight, you can't fix it. You have to take it from, will I ever fly again? Which is a defeated, just asking a question of just randomness, to how can I fly again? And that's an analytical problem that can actually be solved. And that's what you have to get it to. And what I realized was, is I, for 2 years, you know, my first plane crash, for 2 years, I couldn't fly. I went out, I was doing sales, I was doing other things. And what I realized is I thought that I was afraid to die. But Ken, I was afraid to fly. I'm sorry, I ruined it. But yeah. What I was really afraid of was I was afraid to die. Whatever happened that night, it hit me so deep that I said that, you know, we get this one life. We take this ride on this rock that's spinning around out in space. And there's much more to it. And you have not achieved your purpose or completed what you're supposed to do. And you're not ready to die as a person. And that's what I was struggling with. And until I understood that.
That's powerful, Dave. That's really powerful. And when I think of my own, some of my accidents I've had cycling, you know, it took me about a year to get back on my back after a major cycling accident. Wow. My first one. My second one took me about 6 months to get back on the bike. But it was that process that we have to go through. So for you, it was that feeling of death. I'm going to die. I'm afraid of death is what I just heard. How do we overcome those feelings? How did you overcome that? How did you go from I'm afraid to death that to I'm going to live, you know, well, that piece?
And my third C, commitment to self-leadership. That's amazing what you just said about your cycling accidents, because this goes straight across the board. I had to commit, you know, and I had to ask my questions. Why is this a problem? Why is flying a problem? Because I have to put a lot of time, effort, and energy into fixing this problem. I don't think anybody would say, hey, Dave, man, what you went through, that was just unbelievable. It was terrible. It was, you know, it was no fault of your own. You hit a deer on takeoff. You guys never saw it. It was an act of God per the insurance. You know, you were told there's three reasons that you shouldn't be alive right now. And this is why, by the United States government, they went through it. Everybody would be able to understand. But the difference is I had to say, why do I want to defeat this problem? Why do I need to overcome this? Because it's going to take a tremendous amount of effort. And the answer to that was, is because I was a pilot. So how can I be a pilot who's scared to fly? So I had to commit to leading myself. And then I had to ask myself, what is the problem? Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was just going to go there. You know, it's like, okay, well, what you were going, what is the problem that I need to get back on the horse, right? Or get back on the airplane. Did you ever go to cause? Like, well, you know, I guess you couldn't go to cause, because the cause was, well, okay, there was a deer on the runway or whatever. Okay. So that was the cause. But did you go to that deeper level? You went, well, all right, so why did this at this moment in time, why is this going on for me in my life, and what do I need to learn around that? Is that fair?
More than fair, Ken. That was the hardest part.
Yeah.
So when you know, I went to cause, and I'm a very math and science oriented guy. You know, it is life to me is I love physics, I love math. I always say it doesn't lie. Statistics, maybe it does lie, but you know, math as a whole doesn't really lie. And I went to data. I went to, you know, this is the safest way to travel. You know, flying on a commercial airliner, it's safer than driving to the airport. That's not true with general aviation. It's a little bit different. But, you know, overall, it's still one of the safest ways. And I went to the, you know, you go to the cause, and then they're saying, well, you know, this was an act of God. I mean, that's what they call it. And then you're saying, well, why am I going through this? Just like you said, all I wanted to do was go and be an American Airlines pilot. I wanted to go fly for the airlines. I wanted to build a life for myself. So why am I having to go through this tremendous trauma and stress that is completely redefining my life? So there's a lot of, you know, I talk about self-doubt a lot, because then you're wondering, you know, why me? Why do I go through this? Why did I survive? That's something that I'm told by the expert NTSB investigator. Hey, I've investigated a lot of accidents, and I don't know, but you should not be alive. And here's three reasons why. What's going to send Dave Moore into, why do I have to go through it? We talked about post-traumatic stress. Really what that is a midlife crisis. And thankfully I was 23 years old and very strong at the time. I'm still very strong. And it gave me a chance that I could build myself into who I wanted to be. And I call that post-traumatic growth. Taking what it is and taking it because there was no cause. But now it's like, this is the new norm. This is who I am, because everything about me, Ken, had changed to a point where I had changed so much as a person that I thought there might actually be something wrong with me. I'm not sure about your cycling accidents, like, you know, if that was a physical block to get past, but mine was almost a mental block, because I was seeing the world so differently and I changed so much as a person that I thought that there was something wrong with me and nobody would tell me.
Yeah, no, I get that. And for me, it was mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. It was all. And I had to go through that to get to where I needed to be. The book is Wake Up and Win. We're talking to Dave Moore. Dave, where can people get the book, by the way?
I can get it on Amazon and at our website, More Motivated, M-O-O-R-E, motivated.com. I wrote it stream of conscience. It's meant to be an easy read. I've had, I've spoken in many different groups, many different places, and I touch people from every different, you know, wherever that they're at on their journey or who prefers to read or doesn't read. There's a lot of people that don't read a whole lot of books that have sat down and read my book. And I've gotten emails saying, you know, I've never read a book in my life. I started your book. I stayed up through the night and I finished it. You know, it's written from the heart. It's very stream of conscience. It lays it out there. And it just accents what I'm trying to tell you, because I know that, you know, I mean, we have to have some goals. I can't say I want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler and that's going to happen because, you know, I don't physically have the size, the stamina, the speed or the, you know, but the things that you want to accomplish in life as far as professional and personal, you can accomplish that. I mean, if you want to go out there and build a business, that we become our own biggest obstacle. And I think that's the point we were getting to before I started talking about identifying the correct problem, is you become your own biggest obstacle. And that's what happens to people, is we actually hold ourselves back because we put these obstacles in our way. Like, we go through something, and the change for me was, like you were talking about your cycling accident, it was physical, it was mental, it was emotional, it was spiritual. It was the whole asking of, why are we even on this planet? Why are we here? Why are we on this earth? What is this life? I mean, we're talking thoughts at 23 years old that, you know, most people shouldn't be going through. And to come out on the other side of that, you have to be able to take that all and put it together. And then you have to take in the courage. Just, I mean, we forget about the courage to fight.
Well, let's talk about that courage piece, okay? Because I think the courage piece is a big piece of it. And of course, you know, I like to focus on courage. The name of the show is Voices of Courage. Dave, what is courage? Like, where did you find that courage to overcome these things? Like, what motivated you to do this?
It was my passion. And that's where so many people fall short. And I have my wolf back here in my office. It says strength and courage up there. I always have to, you know, I always have that reminder, because one of my best attributes is I'm a fighter and I'm a survivor, and no matter what. So how I found that courage was, I went from, you know, we talk about how things changed after my first accident. So after, I used to go out and fly and hang out with my buds, and, you know, this is what we love to do. And it was great. It was a great thing. It was a catalyst that was taking me to where I wanted to go. And now all of a sudden, instead of, hey, I'm going to go out and do my flights for the university, I'm going to go hustle some high side hustle. Instead of all that, I would sit there and what if everything? Well, what if this happens? What if the wing catches on fire? What if the wing falls off? What if the engine stops? What if the engine stops here? What if this happens? And I just had a what if every single scenario to get through this, because really it was taking all the courage I could to get back into the airplane. It happened about 2 years into, I was selling boxes for Greif Brothers, and I was being successful at it because anything I do 110%. And I just closed a big deal and I looked up in the sky and I said, Dave, what are you doing? You're a pilot. You need to get back up there. And let me tell you, Ken, I went to this little flight school that I grew up and I went to early in my career. And it wasn't like riding a bike, man. I got in there. I got to the simulator. I rolled the simulator over. It was a very humbling experience. And I had to get in there. And my legs, I would go from being so confident to what I did, to my legs to be straight out on the rudder pedal. And I was just full of anxiety and pressure. And that's – go ahead.
I'm going to ask you. I get it, man. I get the stress that you went through and those, you know, that whole dramatic piece. Did you go from the what if on the negative side? Did you turn it to what if on the positive side?
That's a beautiful question. At what point did that happen to you? I feel like, you know, like, and that was the thing. So I took that what if, and I'm sitting there, what if, and I'm what if, and there's an incredible story how it all happens, because I'm getting better, and I'm going to go to American. And I had this opportunity came up with the Coast Guard, which is really hard to get into. And they give out like 3 out of like 30 people that want them. They give out like 3 flight slots to go to the Navy, and it's, you know, they won't guarantee you anything. But it's a life-saving service. And So like these events in my life happen. They're in my book and it's fun. And when you read it, you're just like, but it's just me just telling you what happened. And as crazy as it all sounds, I'm down there swearing in August of 2001. And even my peers are telling me, Dave, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're missing out. You're missing out on the seniority numbers. Well, as we know, September 11th came around and all the airlines that were hiring like crazy, everything shut down. And I find myself in a really good spot. And I'm in the Coast Guard and I get that appointment to Navy Flight School. So I'm down at Navy Flight School and I'm still what-ifing everything, but I was able to graduate at the top of my class because just like you said, Ken, I took the what-ifing as a negative. I'd go on an hour flight and I'd come back and I'd be exhausted. Everybody else is like, oh, that was so cool because I've just thought through every single scenario that could happen. What that brought me to in my career was I became an absolute master and expert. I mean, I don't fly that much anymore, so I can just say it.
Yeah.
But I became a master. I went from my private pilot's check ride where the guy.
Dave, this is amazing. I got to close out this segment of the show because we got a half hour show. So for those of you that are on our 30-minute segment here, I want to encourage you again to go and check out Dave's book. And we can see it at Amazon, Wake Up and Win. It is Dave Moore, Wake Up and Win. For those of you, my listening audience, go check it out. It's an amazing story. Dave's got so much enthusiasm. It's like, we need like 3 hours to talk, Dave. But anyway, so I hope they'll go do that. So I'm going to close out this segment, and Dave's going to stay with us on our next two segments for those of you that are on our hour show. So Dave, thank you for being here in this half hour, 37-minute segment.
Thank you, Ken. And have him bring me in for my keynote on crashable leadership, man. I give you the 3 C's and it will get you past whatever you want to get past. It is genuine and authentic as authentic gets.
I love it. I love it.
Attention cancer victims who use the weed killer Roundup. A federal jury unanimously found that Monsanto's popular weed killer Roundup was a substantial factor in causing cancer. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. If you or someone you love used Roundup weed killer and were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call the number on your screen now. The World Health Organization has designated glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup weed killer, a probable human carcinogen. Thousands of agriculture workers may have been exposed to serious health risks by using this dangerous product. You may be owed significant financial compensation from the manufacturer. Call and speak to an experienced attorney today for a free consultation. If you don't win, you pay nothing. If you or someone you love used Roundup and were diagnosed with cancer, call the number on your screen now. Don't wait. There may be time deadlines to file a claim.
Call 800-925-7921. That's 800-925-7921.
Has social-emotional learning become just one more thing on your teachers' plates? Do teachers and students both find it boring and ineffective? Then bring Kikori to your school. Kikori transforms classrooms through experiential SEL activities that help students play, reflect, connect, and grow. Even better, students say it's more fun than recess. Schedule a no-obligation conversation at kikoriapp.com/bringkikori. K-I-K-O-R-I.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away.
If you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, administer insulin 3 or more times a day, or use an insulin pump.
Call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it is accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions.
And if you have Medicare or private insurance,
you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We will also provide free shipping of your new CGM and will bill your insurance company for you.
If you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, administer insulin 3 or more times a day or use an insulin pump. Call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Are you feeling stuck
or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love, then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, and my guest today is Dave Moore. Dave Moore has been, as you've heard, in 4 airplane crashes, but he's learned a lot from that. And he's now out there in the world sharing his messages of hope, inspiration, courage, understanding, and some of his wisdom, so that when you go through difficult times in life, you can tune back in to your own power, your own self, and be motivated by Dave. He's got a great new book out. I hope you'll get it. Dave, you know, this path that people are on, you know, you've gone through a lot. You've got great stories around it. Ultimately, these 4 crashes, what have you learned for yourself?
Ultimately, when I say wake up and win, that, you know, today's today, the past is the past. You got to let the past go, but the future is not guaranteed. So, you know, I see so many people, they're just kicking the can down the road. They, they're not really taking the time to focus on themselves, build themselves and who they want to be. They're just not taking the time to find what their passion is, their purpose. What, you know, there's a reason that you're here. And that's what I've learned. I mean, nobody's in 4, and there's so much mystique to these crashes and how we come out of them. Like, it doesn't happen, you know? And my message is here to say, look, you know, whatever's going on here, we need to go out and we need to give 110%. And that starts in the little things that you do in life. And that's what transfers over to the big things. And I think that's where people really find their success is, for example, you know, I can make money. There's no doubt that Dave knows how to make money. I'm good at sales. I'm good at a lot of things, but my vision of success, and it's not what has to be for everybody, is freedom. I like to have my freedom. I like to have a lot of.
Well, what does that mean to you, Dave? What does freedom mean to you?
That I have a lot of control over my life. That I'm not, you know, that like I have my hands in many different areas where I don't feel that I'm controlled. I don't feel that, you know, that I feel that I have this path. I have this path. I have this path. And they all come together. And that's who allows me to be me, because I couldn't even speak about this stuff before. And I'll give you an example.
Wait, before you give me an example, I got another question for you, because I want to take it in a little different place. I want to take a little deeper dive with you. Where's the spiritual aspect in all of this? Like, where did you go, you know, inside of you, that place where you're touching around it? You know, I'm talking about that purpose in life, that shift in the purpose in life, the shift in your own being as to maybe even why you're here on the planet. Where did that piece What happened there for you?
Well, that knocked me out at first. I mean, and the worst part is I talk about self-doubt now. Yeah. And I remember going through a time where I'm like, well, you know, the NTSB said there is 3 reasons that you shouldn't be alive. And I mean, this is the U.S. government. I'm laying in the hospital still, right? I'm like all jacked up. Like, I don't know, man, I'm alive. And the guy like pauses and he goes, you know, I don't know what you believe in, but there is no reason you should be alive right now. And this is why. And he goes through 3 points that, and he's like, I've investigated a lot of accidents. And, you know, so there's no doubt there. My second crash, it took me 2 weeks to get past that. My third one, I'm doing 110 feet per second. I never touch a runway edge light. I don't leave any tire tracks on the side. There's no doubt that we're committed to something bigger. I think I probably have more questions than I have answers to all that. But if you don't see, like, if you don't see that we're a part of something bigger and that we're connected to it, then that's, I think, where you need to start. And then you need to start focusing on you And really, when I said that I was afraid to die, I think whatever happened out there, and this is me going deep with you, Ken, whatever happened out there, that I wasn't ready. I was just partying as a college boy, and you know that I hadn't grown myself into who I was supposed to grow myself into. And it was a wake-up call that, hey, man, it could end today. It could end this minute. And I'm going to throw a deer at you. You don't even have a chance. You're not even doing anything wrong. And you're not safe. You're never safe. It doesn't matter how much you try to build yourself up or build money up or build this up or build that up. You need to be – go ahead.
Yeah. So, no, I get it. No, keep – yeah, it's good. Hey, listen, one of the things your book talks about is the tragedy saved your life, right?
Yes.
How so? How did they save your life?
Completely changed me as a person.
How did it change you as a person? Like, where were you and what happened? And, you know, we know what happened. Where were you in the beginning and now?
Just going down the road, kicking the can down the road, just, you know, partying, having a good time, just being a young guy. And, where my priorities completely shifted. And I said, you know, I need to do something more with my life. I want to be a part of something. Hence why I wanted to be a part of the Coast Guard, because of the life saving. That gave me a chance to get external vindication. And, going through after I graduated from flight school, obviously, I felt like, hey, man, there's nothing wrong with you, Dave. This is just a new you. And then, I mean, I got to fly through hurricanes, got to do all this crazy stuff, which was awesome. And from somebody who was scared to fly. So I'm sorry. What was your question again, Ken? I get sidetracked.
That's tragedy, you know, the tragedy changed you and the tragedy made you who you are today. And, you know,
completely. And then so, so the tragedy changed me. And then the beauty of it is, so that first plane crash completely started to change me as a person, right? I hit an apex in the Coast Guard where I've done well for myself. I've got all these initials after my name. I've worked my way up, whatever. And then a personal tragedy comes, a poor marriage, a poor choice, and just leaves me flat on my back. And I leave. I'm chasing this child. And, you know, I end up flat on my back and I get the chance to come back up. And then I'm in another plane crash with the Air Force. And this one, I go from 2 years, takes me about 2 weeks to digest this. I have a little bit of a mid-air collision with a KC-135 and a C-130, right? And what that did is I had already rebuilt myself to be better than I was before. And as I was rebuilding myself, this next tragedy actually put me into another phase. And that's where I met my wife. And then we went on this journey together. And I remember looking back saying, man, I had come so far. That person that was at the 171st Air Refueling Wing was so much better than that person that was at the Coast Guard. And I just as my personal self, you know, I'm not talking about professional aviation, blah, blah, blah. I had grown so much, but then I realized I still had so much more to go. And I just keep growing at such an exponential rate. And then I go through that. And then, boom, another tragedy comes outside of my control. It's a logistic error. It's almost comical. You've got to hear this. So they go from AF.mil from Air Force.mil to AF.mil. And I kept telling them they needed to promote me. And they called me Big Slick. You're fine. It all goes through the computer. It's my birthday, which is comical. The colonel's waiting for me. He goes, Dave, you need to go see Colonel Sandella immediately. There's been a paperwork snafu. I was like, are they finally kicking me out? And he's like, I'm like, yeah, you know. So all my paperwork was laying in a drawer, and because they had changed the suffix of the email address, I don't get promoted. And that's because it was supposed to happen that way. So I'm freshly married to this brand new wife, 13 years younger than me. We're collapsed. And we end up in Pensacola, Florida, living in a hotel room. I'm driving for Uber. I go from being a lead pilot from the Coast Guard, then to going and flying in combat. Now I'm driving for Uber. And I was able to take those principles of the man that I built, and I went in a whole different direction. I got into sales. And the next thing you know, man, I remember my first sales call, the first like 5 months of sales, I remember being like, the company's going, everybody's going to lose their job because I don't know what I'm doing. I was in the construction industry and I knew nothing about construction equipment. Next thing you know, I'm the number, because I used those principles of rebuilding yourself. And next thing you know, I'm the number one salesman in that company. Then next thing you know, I'm selling jets. Then next thing you know, I'm the vice president of sales there. And that's the beauty of what I'm trying to tell you, is it doesn't just apply to plane crashes or overcoming this. It applies to, if you build yourself with the techniques I give in Uncrashable Leadership, if you take this and you build yourself so strong and you're willing to set your goals that you have to become the person you want to become, that's when the magic happens. And that's why I'm out here. And then my third plane crash, I think I was getting a little bit comfortable because I was kind of going through, I was doing some things with corporate America, and it was like, hey man, here you go. Mechanical failure, hard left turn off the runway in Nashville, Tennessee. I mean, you know, 110 feet per second. I regain control on the side of the runway. I parallel the runway. There's a 4-foot ditch over there. And the chief of police calls me over and he's like, you know, come here. And I'm like, oh man, we're still standing out by the runway, Ken, right? I mean, we got all the fire trucks around us and everything else. And he's like, get in. I'm like, Jesus, right? And they were in a 6-week drought. And so, and that's, the ground was real hard. No damage to the airplane at all. And to go 110 feet per second and all three of those gear doors to never touch one of the runway edge lights is, that's impossible. So he looks at me and he goes, where's your tire tracks at? And I'm like, I don't know. My eyes are still red. My heart's still pumping. I'm like, is this guy messing with me? And he wasn't. And he goes, where'd you go off the runway at? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, well, where's your tire tracks at? And I'm like, I don't know. And I point out the front of the cruiser and he looks over at me like this and he just shakes his head. And I was like, oh, those are from the cruiser. I don't know. We never left tire tracks. You know, it's like, I don't really know what to tell you, but all I can tell you is what happened, you know. And I actually had an event, one of the worst events I've ever had. I had it the next, or not, it was because it took me 3 days and I flew that airplane out of there with the bad braking system. So I was a little bit, I flew it back to the factory where they fixed everything. It's a good airplane. The Hondas are good. And, but it was just one of the original ones. And then I went to Washington, D.C. for a speaking event. And obviously you don't think that I have a problem speaking. I like to talk of anything. And I got up on that stage, Ken, and I was like this. I didn't leave any tire track. Oh, and then the next night, remember the 6-week drought? It rained. It stormed that next night. Hadn't rained there in 6 weeks. The ground's nice and hard for Dave to recover. And I'm like trying to process all this, right? Oh, and I'm like trying to process it all. And I'm up at this sales meeting and I'm like this. I'm like, I mean, this is number three and there's still a lot for me to take in. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Dave, like, you know, you're living this blessed life, right? So is there something greater and bigger than ourselves that is there with you? You know, is there a piece that says, hey, Dave, have you got it yet? You get it? You get what this is yet? You know, you got to be asking yourself those questions at this point, right? And then you have another one, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, you're going through this and you're like, and you say it's blessed. Hey,
by the way, before we get that last one, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hold on one sec.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book, and as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
The station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Breaks are killing me today. I can hardly wait to hear what you got to say next. All right, last question. Listen, we only got a few minutes left here in the segment. So what's going through your mind now? Now tell us about the last one.
And Ken, I want to hit the one great point you just made. You know, you said, so you're living this blessed life, but how easily could you look at my life and say it's blessed? And how easily could you look at my life and say it's cursed? It's all in how I've taught myself to react to what comes down the pipe, to these post-traumatic stresses, and turn them into growth. And that's how they become a blessing.
Well, here's what I know. An easy life isn't necessarily a blessed life. A life that we're growing, we're evolving, we're becoming more and more conscious, we're becoming more aware, we're in greater service. That's a better life, no matter what has to go through.
1,000%. And that's my whole point, is when people are going through things, and I talk about this in my keynote, that the greater the obstacle or the greater the setback, it's the greater your chance for growth. And I think that, you know, that I just have this fighting spirit where I just won't give up, that I have taken myself, the son of a postman who, you know, had average grades and wanted to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, and I've taken myself and just kept recreating it and rebuilding it and recreating it. And that's what's driven me to this blessed life, because it is a blessed life. I never in 1,000 years wanted to be an inspirational, motivational speaker. I'd never even gone and seen one live. And the way that that all came together was just another blessing in life. But, you know, now I couldn't see myself doing anything different. So I went from that one where I was kind of straying to corporate America, and I got brought back to center. And then we went through the COVID, right? So my business went to almost zero. We were doing some virtual, but nothing like, I mean, we were just boom, 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 big event after big event. And so like everything I talk about, remember how I told you I've gone down and up. So I get knocked down, but Dave pivots, just like everything I talk about. I start brokering airplanes. I start doing other things. And I'm like, man, I can really do well. I make more money doing this. And then I'm up in New York, which I think you're up in New York, right? And I'm at Teterboro, and the nose wheel just completely comes off of this airplane that we're landing at Teterboro, right? Yeah. So the nose wheel comes off. We go another 400 feet before there's even a prop strike. I'm teaching this wealthy man how to fly his really cool airplane. And we go 1,000 feet without leaving a skid mark. And the investigators down there, and I have a master's degree. I mean, I love aviation. I'm in my Navy wings, Air Force wings. I mean, I know aviation inside and out, right? I have credibility. I've written books. And he's down there, and he's like, well, you must have held the nose off. And I was like, well, we didn't hold the nose off. I said, Doc, did we hold the nose off? And he's still in shock. He's like, it was funny. Can I jump out of the airplane? Like, I realize we're not on fire, and I jump out of the airplane, and I just start, like at this point, I'm like, this is just silly. And we're on the center line. Which does not happen. I go, hey Doc, you mind grabbing a selfie with me with the plane? And he's like, I was like, okay, too soon, I guess, too soon. So I say 2 years, 2 weeks, 2 days.
I love it, two seconds. I love these stories, man. This is amazing. This is so good. Well, listen, I gotta say goodbye to you, man. But this has been a great interview. Okay, the book is Wake Up and Win. Dave, where can they get the book again?
And get it on Amazon or visit us at moremotivated.com. See what we do. Just come see about Uncrashable Leadership. See what I can offer you. Bring me into your company. We'll have a lot of fun. And like you can see, I have a lot of excitement when I talk about, because if I can do it, you can do it. Absolutely. And if I can get past this stuff and I can live my best life, I can give the ways for you to do that as well.
Love it, man. Thanks so much for being here, Dave. Hey, stay in studio for a second. I want to talk to you. We'll be right back.
Perfect.
Okay. I guess Dave will be and I will be right back. But you, I want to say thank you so much for watching today. Please tell your friends about the show and family. And, you know, you can go through anything. If Dave can go through it, you can go through it. It's been a blessing to be with you here today. From my heart to yours, continue to look for and seek and see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible.